Okay, very good. Now we move on to new business. Then the first item there under that category is city attorney relocation. Chief Martin alluded that James Fredman, who previously worked for Foster Pepper, who's been with us in the SID investigation for years now, probably 4 years, 3 years, going on four?
3 years.
3 years. So he's moving to a new firm. His hourly rate is going to go down, not up, which is good news. He's a very, very talented attorney, and he knows the dance, basically, with the AG's office and the history specific to San Juan Island EMS and Island Air. So I suggested to the chief, we put this on the agenda to allow the board to reflect on that. My recommendation is certainly to retain him at his new office, but if I hear otherwise, then we'll have to regroup. Any comments from the board?
Any change in the billable hour rate?
Yeah, I mentioned that it goes down.
Yeah, he has the background and experience. Yeah. I shouldn't change now. We're almost at the end.
Hopefully.
Do we have a date for anything?
No.
Yes.
Their fault, not ours.
You're shaking your head in the right direction. Yes. Dr. Appleton, any comments, sir?
I try not to change horses in the little.
Well, that's exactly what I was. Old guys think alike. Changing horses was what I was saying. Okay, Chief, so consent to do that, please.
Thank you.
The next order of business is June's PhD regular scheduled meeting time. Now, if we look at the schedule for the joint conference with the Washington Association of Hospitals and the Association of Washington PhDs, the last day of that conference, Wednesday, falls on the regular scheduled date. Pam and I looked at the schedule for that Wednesday get together, and we think we can kick out of there around 10 o'clock in the morning, and that would give us an opportunity to make the 6 o'clock ferry on Wednesday, so we could hold the meeting on Thursday, which would be my recommendation and suggestion for two reasons. One is I'm going to be out of town, so I'm being selfish. But more legitimate is that would allow us to give a report on what is going to be an extremely exciting and informative meeting, not only the meeting itself, but also in conversing with our colleagues from Lopez. So I would recommend the 28th as the date that we would reschedule the June meeting. Any comments from the board?
Is there a chance we could do it a little earlier?
On that date?
On that date? Like at 4 instead
absolutely.
Of 5?
No, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing, we're not married at 5 o'clock. The reason historically to have our meetings at 5 is it allow people who get off of work at 5 to show up at their meeting. So, but this is an exception, not the rule. Thursday is better than Friday. Certainly, and so 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, whatever. Fire has their meetings at 3. 3 o'clock, it's, you know, we start our special session today at 3. It's as good as after lunch, and it worked out fine. It worked out great, matter of fact. Warren.
It's always 5 o'clock someplace, so I can move it around.
Well, that's your problem.
So let's shoot for
the I move for Thursday at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
That's great. What I would vote for.
Okay. Alisa, are you okay with that?
Yep.
Great.
You said 3 Mark. O'clock.
Yeah. 3 o'clock on the 28th.
And Rebecca, are you going to stay on this one now?
Perfect.
Okay,
I'm
thinking
ecstatic.
I am particularly. So, yeah, I absolutely agree. 3 o'clock Thursday for the regular June PhD meeting.
I think you actually need to pass a motion on this. I'm not sure. I think you do.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to do a motion.
I'm going to change the date and time. Thursday, the 28th.
Okay. I second that and third it. So, any discussion? Call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously. And thank you, folks. Appreciate it. Actually, Warren or Dr. Appleton discussed the
needle
disposal issue, so as a fellow physician, I think that in the transmission, parenteral transmission of infectious diseases is extremely important, particularly with the narcotics problem that we suffer with here. So I would encourage the board, if it's given an opportunity to participate in this or to advertise it or advocate, bring it up and we'll discuss it. I think it's a worthwhile consideration, and I thank you for your report. Any comments, Warren?
Nope, none that were for the
report. Is there funding available through the PhD for a program like this? Is that something we as a board could fund?
At least in part. I mean, it's
multiple. Part of my discussions have been with all these people. Would you be willing to be part of this, both philosophically and economically?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it would be.
I mean, it's certainly. It's a public health issue, darn tootin', and it's a very, very important one, and I would say absolutely yes.
Okay.
Now, where we find the money, I don't know yet for sure. But
We have $15,000 in our miscellaneous line item. I've set aside $5,000 for the citizens advisory group. So we have $10,000 left that's not specified anywhere, so we certainly could draw from that.
Once a program gets up and running and an opportunity to participate, you need to bring it up, Warren, and maybe we'll have 10 grand then too. I don't know.
No, I'm not spending 10 grand on this. No, I'm with Becky. We're going to do this. There's going to be money savings, I think, the way private practitioners out there.
You know, a little bit goes a long way if you have fellow participants.
Right, I got it.
And everybody involved and the sheriff, matches, and you name it,
You're
darn tootin'. Then you have something to deal with.
Yeah.
It might be
so
10
we're
bucks.
Working on it.
I'll go for 10 bucks.
Yeah.
Bob has a comment.
It's getting late, I can see.
Well, I'd like to add to that, the public health group and the council, Rick Hughes has been very active in the collection of the sheriff's equipment, that sort of stuff between all the doctors. It is a public health issue for the entire county as well as the state.
Yep.
I suggest that you get in touch with Rick Hughes, Councilman Rick Hughes, to see where they're at. I haven't fallen for the last couple of years, but I know that he was pushing to do something countywide, get state funding to do it.
He's on my list, Bob.
Oh, you're perfect.
He's on my list.
You got it, Warren.
We'll get it done. But thank you. Yeah.
So this would be collection purposes, we're cleaning up the beaches, as well as the school.
He's in the beginning phase of all this
That's
stuff.
True.
Yeah.
You have a lot of work ahead of you.
Well, it sounds like the Fire 3 and EMS merger. There are a lot of balls in the air, a lot of considerations, and you got to do it right. So, anyhow, next order is Resolution 18-486. Yes.
Okay, this resolution is brought before you because it is really hard these days to make reservations for something, buy something that's not through the county without having a credit card. I've been not having one for 5 years and it's worked fine. I could talk people into, you know, waiting to receive the check and things, but now it's gone to where, you know, I couldn't even make our reservations without having a credit card. So I had to do all the reservation on my credit card and then get reimbursed on some of these things. So it's the state auditors recommend, you know, that we should have our own credit card. And so I have gone through Islanders Bank and they have looked at things and said they would issue up to $5,000 credit for the card, and it could be, the authorized users could be myself and Chair Edwards and our secretary, Annalisa, and it would be paid off every month, so I don't anticipate, you know, carrying a balance of, because we won't be using it that much, and it'll usually be used more in the summertime than probably the rest of the year, but I think it is time for the district to have their own card.
I'd like to move Resolution 18-486.
Second.
Discussion. No discussion. Call for vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous affirmation. Next, the resolution is Resolution 18-487.
And this resolution, now that I have Nathan working more hours, we've been able to go to, over to the Inter Island Medical Center and all of the things, the electronic things that I piled up and moved throughout the years, so we've been able to go through them and make a list, and it's time to come before you and do the surplus list. They're all electronics of old towers, keyboards, old monitors, so they would be things that are not, let's see what I put on here, they're damaged or outdated. And so there's a list that I am making.